Please take your seats. We have quorum. Okay, we're going to get started on the meeting. The first item of the agenda is the approval of the agenda.
I'd like to make an amendment to the agenda. There's a small slip of paper in the front on that red table that says on the top of it, New Business 7A, University Faculty Senate Elections. I move to add to the agenda and ask for unanimous consent passing the University Faculty Senate Elections for Subhash Gandhi and Manuel Sanudo, both for a 3-year term. What this would allow is 2 faculty senate openings still open, but 9 of the 11 would be filled.
Okay, any further amendments to the agenda? Okay, seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Number 2, approval of the Senate meeting of November 13th. Questions, comments? Okay, are none. Everyone in favor? Okay, motion carries. No one's opposed, but I'll ask for it. Okay, unanimous. Number 3, announcements, reports, memorials. Okay, if there's none, I do want to make an announcement to the Senate. And I know back in May, I promised you that as much as possible or everything would go through the Senate. Well, what ended up happening, the college is now in the middle of a search for a provost. The rules, the charter, the bylaws, the standing rules, there's nothing in any of those documents that would involve the Senate. What ended up happening, President Matos has called for our input, and because of 2 things. One, because of the time pressure we were up against, instead of sharing it with you, the Senate, I decided to take it through the Academic Senate Executive Committee. Through the committee, we then voted on 8 faculty, actually it ended up being 9, and 4 students, actually it ended up being 3 students. Those names went to the president, and now he is in the middle, or he has that, I can't tell you that, he's setting up the provost search committee. Again, I didn't bring it through the Senate because it was a matter of time. Second, since there were no rules, I felt that after this particular search, the contribution that we made as the Senate to the Provost Search Committee could form the basis for, in the future, and I hope I'm not around for this future, another Provost Search, that Provost Search would be then under the charter or under the bylaws, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, that's coming up, but that's something for the future. Now, the Senate, through the Executive Committee, passed the faculty and students that we gave to the president. If you have any questions on that, I'll try to answer them. If you have any questions a little bit further on that, President Matos is not here today, but his chief of staff, Glenda Grace, is here, and if she wanted to answer any questions that you might have, I would welcome her to the mic. Questions?
Actually, the committee is being formed, and actually I can announce most of the names today, which I'll do right now. We just have one member who is, we're still waiting to hear about. The Senate, the president took the names that were given and used some of those names to appear on the committee. But let me just give you those names right now. There will be an announcement sent next week listing everyone's names, but I'll just read it here. We gave it at the PNB yesterday. The co-chairs, our Professor Gajang Zhang and myself, Glenda Grace, Chief of Staff, VP Adam Rockman is serving on it. Professor Patricia Raquel is serving on it. Rachel is serving on it. Professor Alicia Alvaro is serving on it. Professor Nicole Cooley, Professor Sherry Proctor, Professor Ed Smaldone, Professor Thomas Strikas, Professor Frank Franklin. There'll be one more staff member. There's going to be a grad student, Sinai Milan, and Jennifer Fernandez. But that will be sent out in an announcement, and a number of those people include folks who were suggested by the executive committee. We also did reach out and solicit names from the PNB executive committee also. Any other questions? The great news is the ad will be in the Chronicle next week. So we're moving along to make sure there's somebody on board July 1, 2015. Any other questions?
Okay, there we go. I just want to say, I hope the next time we do a provost search, X amount of years from now, there will be a procedure in our charter, bylaws, whatever, that involves the entire Senate. Any other announcements? Well, seeing none, then we can go directly to item number 5, committee reports, first committee, undergraduate curriculum committee.
I'd like to move the minutes of the November 13th Undergraduate Curriculum Committee meeting and ask for unanimous consent.
I move that the Senate accept the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes dated November 5th, 2014, and move unanimous consent.
Next item on the agenda, nominating committee report.
The nominating committee recommends that the following 23 individuals be approved for the positions and the committees that they are listed. Okay. Correct. I'd like to ask for unanimous consent for these positions. For these committee members. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Susan Rotenberg. I'm the chair of the Subcommittee on Honorary Degrees, and this year we're putting forth the name Jonathan Kozol, educator and author. He would be a most distinguished recipient of our honoris causa to be awarded at commencement this year. So I move that we consider voting him in for this. We're nominating him.
Yes.
Yes, even if we vote today to give the degree to Dr. Kozol, it might be a year or two or three before he gets it. You know, it depends on what the president wants to do.
Mr. Chair, the Governance Committee has been meeting with regard to the structure of the Senate, and one of the items which we're bringing to the floor today is to open the door to the Senate to a group of people on the campus who up till now have not really been able to be involved in the governing process of the campus. And we bring this to the floor in two different ways. The Senate is organized under two documents. One is the charter of the Academic Senate, and the other are the bylaws. The Charter of the Academic Senate is that document that is approved by the CUNY Board of Trustees that gives the Senate its original authority. And that document also sets up who's a member of the Senate. So our first resolution today is to amend the Charter. And we are amending the Charter in a way to bring in, at the beginning, one adjunct who can serve in the at-large position of the faculty. If no one runs, the faculty still have that seat. It'll go to a full-time faculty member. And we do that, if you look at our recommendation, it's to amend the charter, section 2, part A to E. And if you go all the way to the bottom of the first page, you'll see the actual language, which is how we fill the at-large seats. And it currently says the remaining faculty senators will be at-large, college-wide, period. And we're adding the language, with one seat open for a member of the adjunct faculty of Queens College, and if no faculty, adjunct faculty member runs for the seat, it'll be filled by a member of the full-time faculty. So I move approval of this resolution and seek unanimous consent. And the way this works is we will give this to the president. If the president approves it, he sends it to the board. The board will consider it. We'll hopefully get it considered in enough time to have this actually implemented for the spring elections. So that's our first proposal. The second proposal, which does not have to go to the board, is to amend our bylaws. Under our bylaws, the only people who can run for faculty seats on the various Senate committees are full-time faculty. And what this will do is will also allow adjunct faculty to run. They'll still have to go through the same nominating process. They'll still have to come to the floor, and the body still will have the decision-making authority of who to elect the committees. So I therefore move to amend the bylaws of the Senate, Article 7, Section 1, and we're adding the words at the end of Section 1, faculty seats on these committees are open to adjunct faculty who teach at Queens College. I move this resolution and seek unanimous consent.
I'd like to move for unanimous consent of item 7A, the addition to the agenda from earlier. It's the University Faculty Senate elections of Subhash Gandhi and Manuel Sanudo, both for 3-year terms.